Today, the Supreme Court of the United States struck down a woman's constitutional right for an abortion, and then businesses got involved. It's the Business News Headlines for Friday, the 24th day of June. Thanks, as always, for being with us. In other news, there is now a looming child care issue. Wall Street soared today. We'll tell you about that. McDonald's is changing their business model in a big way. One of the largest aluminum producers in the U.S. is halting business and laying off hundreds of workers. Frontier Airlines sweetens the deal to acquire Spirit Airlines. It looks like Apple is ready to start bargaining with employees who opted for a union. We've got the Wall Street Report. And will a recession kill off the work-from-home culture? For the interview, you'll meet Lucas Haviland, a young man with a bright future who landed a really cool summer internship. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you are along for the ride. Want to follow us on Twitter? You can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. In a 6-3 decision, the United States Supreme Court struck down the constitutional protections for a woman to get an abortion, basically overturning Roe v. Wade. A number of states have passed what are known as trigger laws that will immediately terminate the right to an abortion in those states. Meanwhile, some of the largest corporations in the United States have said they will cover or reimburse their female employees who travel for a medical reason that would include an abortion. For example, Disney said it would cover travel benefits for employees seeking family planning measures. Meta will reimburse employees for travel expenses. Microsoft said it would cover travel expenses for abortions. CVS Health said it would make out-of-state care accessible for employees. Netflix will offer travel reimbursement. And those companies are joined by others. Apple, Amazon, AT&T, Dick's Sporting Goods, Indeed, Johnson & Johnson, J.P. Morgan Chase, Levi Strauss, Starbucks, United Healthcare, Walgreens, Yelp, Zillow, all. Some manner said that they will be assistive in helping their employees seek medical care. What was not expected was a sheer number of companies and corporations that have made this determination. What is not clear is what the changes may mean for the overall economy and business. All of that's yet to be determined. However, the question remains, if not employed by one of these major corporations, what happens next? In a related story, now that the conservative majority on the Supreme Court has gutted Roe v. Wade, what do we do with the children? MarketWatch is reporting that the Roe v. Wade decision is a reminder that the federal government and most U.S. states provide little spending and other support for child care, safe, accessible daycare for minors in working households. That includes few government incentives to help the private sector attract the best possible workforce by offering child care benefits. The stinginess is stark when compared to other wealthy nations whose economies compete with the U.S. Now, the concern for the youngest Americans would seem to stop at conception, which for many critics of the court's ruling re-emphasizes control on private sexual lives, not the welfare of children. The private sector is all over the board with child care benefits. Some workplaces understand that having happy workers pays off, and they provide benefits like on-site child care and generous paid leave. But part-time workers are less likely to enjoy such benefits and are given few options for extending part-time positions into career moves given the cost of care. Now, for example, 77% of private industry workers had no access to paid family leave in 2021, that according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. These benefits were available to 12% of private sector workers in the lowest 25th percent wage category, and 37% of workers in the highest 25th percent wage category. The 0.2% of U.S. gross domestic product invested in childcare for children aged 2 and under amounts to, get this, about $200 a year for most families via a once-a-year tax credit for parents who pay for care. So the question begs to be answered. Now what? Well, it was the second best week for the markets in all of 2022. All three indexes posted weekly gains, and I will have those numbers for you in just a bit. For years, McDonald's has given preferential treatment to family members of franchise locations. In other words, giving them first dibs on new restaurants. Well, now McDonald's has changed that policy to provide franchising opportunities to candidates who would normally be overlooked. Alongside the changes to how McDonald's plans to choose new franchisees, the chain is also revising how it will review contract renewals for the owners and operators of existing locations. Now, the company didn't provide specifics on what those exact changes would be. However, McDonald's did highlight that it intends to put a greater focus on making sure those franchisees operate their locations in accordance with McDonald's standards and values. Blame It on High Energy Costs and More, as one of the largest aluminum manufacturers has decided to close down and lay off some 600 workers. WLKY out of Louisville is reporting that Century Aluminum in Hancock County, Kentucky, will temporarily close. The company said it's due to an unprecedented rise in global energy prices arising from the war in Ukraine. The cost of maintaining the Hawesville facility has more than tripled in just a short period of time. And in a notice to employees, the company states layoffs will begin August 5th and should be complete by August 20th. Officials hope the closure will last no more than 1 year. Century is a global primary aluminum producer with operations here in the United States and in Iceland. In less than a week, Spirit Airlines shareholders will be voting on who might acquire the company. And on Friday, Frontier Airlines sweetened the offer. CNBC is reporting that the new offer, $2 per share more than Frontier's original cash and stock bid, comes after JetBlue Airways repeatedly upped its offer to buy Spirit outright in an all-cash deal. Frontier also increased its offer for a reverse breakup fee if the deal doesn't get approved with regulators to $350 million. That was up from $250 million previously, and that matches the reverse breakup fee that JetBlue offered. Apple has signaled that it is ready to start bargaining with employees who have recently voted to unionize their store. Reuters is reporting that Apple has accepted the outcome of a vote by Maryland store workers to become its first U.S. employees to join a union and is ready to bargain with them. Nearly two-thirds of the employees at the Apple store in Towson, Maryland, who organized as the Coalition of Organized Retail Employees, voted to join a union just last week. The store is the first of Apple's roughly 270 U.S. outlets to do so. The successful vote came after another planned vote in Georgia was called off earlier this year. In a statement, David Sullivan, the union's Eastern Territory vice president, said the members, quote, look forward to bargaining with Apple and obtaining a strong first contract that makes positive changes for Apple workers and the customers they are proud to serve, end quote. It was a wild day and a wild week on Wall Street as Friday stocks rose to end the second best week of the year. The Dow shot up by 823 points to end the week and the session at 31,500, while the NASDAQ picked up a whopping 375 points to close at 11,607, and the S&P 500 added 116 points to close out the week at 3911. So what moved the markets? Well, there's a feeling that the Fed has timed its interest rate hikes correctly, and fears of higher rate hikes have started to dissipate. Bad news became good news for the markets, as the University of Michigan Consumer Index dropped to its lowest point ever recorded. The drop highlighted the grim reality of inflation, and that just may be good news for the markets, as the economy shows signs of slowing a bit. And that then would perhaps curtail higher interest rate hikes. Time, however, will tell. And finally, there is this. The question is, will a recession, however long or short, kill off the work-from-home movement? Will a tight labor market become a great labor slackening due to slower growth, shifting the balance of power back to bosses and smothering the work-from-home movement? Almost 80% of employees now prefer to work from home at least one day a week. But managers are split on whether they think remote workers are as productive as those in the office. Derek Thompson of The Atlantic writes that while it's not clear what's expected in a slowdown will do to a macroeconomic development born of the pandemic, will bosses want to save money by letting go of office space, or will employees anxious to keep their jobs beat it back to the office? All of this is, once again, really up in the air. All right, stay with us. You are about to meet a recent high school graduate who is headed to DePaul University. But first, a really cool summer internship where he hopes to add to his career goals. A conversation with Lucas Haviland is next.